It's Flugelhorn Friday with Steve McKay on Star 97.7.
It's brought to you exclusively by Pugnuts Ice Cream and Gelato in Surrey. And, oh my gosh, they stocked up our freezer. It's almost like we have a little Pugnut shop here, Sonny. We have, let's see, we have chocolate Pug Passion, coffee crunch, salted caramel, espresso, panna cotta, oak with bourbon, and salted caramel. I mean, wow.
They even brought in a sample of that new Fruity Pebbles flavor, too.
And now that's available, Fruity Pebbles.
Saw
and it
that.
Tastes like you're eating a bowl
does.
Of Fruity Pebbles, but
with milk.
but colder.
But colder, yeah.
Mm. So, now that Steve McKay heard that and he's vacationing and he's not that far from here, he'll probably stop over and raid the freezer, right?
We were there. What was it, guys? I think we were there either Sunday or Monday, and it was just as good as you guys described. It's a really cool place, too.
Yeah, it's so such fun. A fun vibe, and you have to make it part of your summer routine. Yeah. Pugnuts Ice Cream and Gelato in Surrey.
Very unique.
So let's see. When a woman gets tired, she does this. That was your clue, first clue. And, of course, we're looking for more today.
Of course. And I've got three good clues for you. I think this might be a challenge because, again, it's a song that you'd never hear a flugelhorn taking part.
Okay.
So, and we got our pal Mike is standing by to reveal. Mike is kind of like the Bob Barker, you know, or the Monty Hall, you know.
Barker.
Behind this curtain, here's the answer type of thing. So let me play it for you guys. See if anything comes to mind.
Okay. As always, it's got a familiar ring to it, but I don't really have anything. What about you, Sonny?
It does sound familiar.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Could you play it again?
Yeah, here we go, guys.
I need more hints, so.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Okay, so let's go back to 1977. Seems like 2-3 weeks ago, I also was in the 1977 range, but last week we were in the 80s. But here we go again, back to 1977. Let's see here. The Flying Nun or Charlie Brown's Sister Taking a Nap. Okay.
Oh, okay.
And part of his name requires a happy audience. Part of his name requires a happy audience. So you guys.
Will, what do you think, Sonny?
Well, I'm not going to say because we have this amazing listener, Arlene, and she just messaged it, and she is 100% on it. I guarantee you she's got it right.
Yeah, and you know what? I had the mistake because I always have my phone here for many reasons, and I saw that pop up as I was thinking. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have looked at it, but I don't think I would have got it because
I don't either.
I just can't. I can't hear it, and I'm still trying to hear it now, but I will give all full credit to Arlene, because I agree with you. I think she's right.
Spot on, right away.
So we're going to go with Eric Clapton and Lay Down Sally.
Yeah, Sally Field. Yeah.
And I hand the microphone over to my pal, Mike Dow.
Okay.
There is nothing that is wrong.
Wow.
To stay here with me.
Very good, Arlene. And those were some great hints, Steve. I got to say, those were great hints.
Absolutely.
And so I can sort of hear it now, but boy, that was a tough one. And even with the clues,
Well, not for Arlene, I'll tell you what. So yesterday, after you gave that first hint, she messaged right away and said, Lay Lady Lay, which would have made sense with that first hint.
Yeah, but she was brave to make a guess without even hearing the flugelhorn.
Yeah, I'm going to give her my number for Snapshot Wednesday.
Yeah, and let's use her as a lifeline.
There's something interesting, a main connection with Eric Clapton. Someone told me that he is a fan of, he has a favorite fishing spot in Maine. It's in the Dexter area.
Wow.
And there's a music store there, and I forget the name of it, but about 10, 15 years ago, he stopped into this music store to buy guitar strings while he was on a fishing trip.
Can you imagine?
No way.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Of all places. And just imagine any little town in Maine,
Eric Clapton walks into your store.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That's amazing. Thanks, Mike. That was cool.
Well, all right. And a big thanks to Pugnuts Premium Ice Cream and Gelato for sponsoring Flugelhorn Friday.
And Arlene, our amazing listener.